This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a surah a day, the tafsir of Juz Amma, and we're in the 95th chapter of the Quran. We're speaking about Surah At-Teen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Prophet and addressed mankind in this beautiful surah. Now, there are important moral lessons in the surah. First is mankind's spiritual and moral degradation has consequences. And morality is the tools that we use to determine for ourselves right from wrong. And that comes from a spiritual base, from a cultural base, and from that which surrounds us in life, our upbringing, and so on. Allah also speaks in the surah about the rewards for pious believers. And Allah speaks about the reality of the Day of Judgment. Allah begins the surah by making an oath with the fig and olives and the mountain of Sinai and the beautiful city. And it's almost as if the mountain of Sinai, the figurative nature of it is, as being juxtaposed to Mecca al-Mukarramah. And we're going to speak about this shortly, inshallah. Allah speaks about the creation of mankind and the return of mankind. As Allah created us, He will command our return and then, of course, our resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa tini wa zaytun, by the fig and the olive. Now, the imagery of the fig is that it is a blessed fruit. It's a tree that has more than one harvest in the year. Most trees, they bloom, they fruit, and then you pick their fruits. But the fig, it has more than one cycle, more than one harvest in any one year. You could take the fruit off it and it'll regrow in the same year. Same with an olive tree. It has so many benefits. The oil of the olive, the fruit of the olive, the leaves of the olive. The actual tree itself is very resilient. Its roots are very hardy. It's a blessed, blessed tree. And the oil of the olive tree, it is one that when it is lit, it does not consume itself with expedience the way other fuels were used at that time. وَطُورِ سِنِينَ. And Allah makes a vow by the mountain of Tur, which is in the Sinai. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this particular spot to be a holy spot. فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ, in the blessed spot. فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ, which is on the Mount of Sinai, on the right-hand side of the mountain. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, and this blessed city. And the commentators, they speak about these first three or four verses by saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent amongst all of the other prophets of Allah, and all of them are commanded to follow him. And therefore, the final oath with this sacred city, it's as if the prophet is being chosen to be the best of them. That there is, you know, there is the comparability of different kinds of fruits and vegetables. All of it are things that are beautiful. But at the end of the day, the best is saved for last. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who was saved for last. So Masjid al-Aqsa and Tur Sina was something that is representative of Jesus and Moses and the call of Moses in the Sinai. But the third place, the place that is of greatest consequence, is Muhammad. So it's almost as if Allah is paying the first place of the fig and the olive is Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis, which is holy to us as Muslims. This is where Allah sent Isa alayhi salam. Tur Sina, the mountain of Sinai, then you see the ranking. So there's Jesus, and then there's Moses, and then there is Muhammad. The third place is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the area of physical hardship. It was an area that was barren and deserted, but it had the greatest fruit. And therefore the blessed land had the fruits that were showing, but its barakah was not hidden. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the barakah that was hidden that will overwhelm the world, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah says, I've created mankind in the best of stature. And that's a very powerful ayah, that mankind is a perfection in his creation, in our generality, not in individuals. There will be some of us who have different handicaps and disabilities and so on. But on a total, mankind is a peak of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ رَضَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. But he reduces himself. He was allowed to reduce himself to the lowest of the low. So you have been made to be elevated in the sight and estimation of Allah, but Allah has given us the capacity to make choice. And therefore, if you think about Adam's very first independent choice, it brought him to disrepute. And therefore, Allah warns Adam from that moment on, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلَّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. The one who follows the guidance from this moment on, Adam, they will not be misguided and they will not toil in hardship. Meaning they can ascend to the place that they should be. You and I, we should be here. But when we act with misconduct, we lower ourselves to a place where we should not be. And Allah says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Who are those who elevate themselves? Who are those who do not get tarnished? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except for those who possess faith, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and work righteous deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. For them, they will have a reward without end. Allahu Akbar. Believe, work righteous deeds, and you will have a good recompense for the deeds that you have performed. It is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the one who gathers this Qur'an, practices it as it should be, has given himself salvation. The one who says, La ilaha illallah, with sincerity of heart and practice what it believes, shall enter Jannah. And therefore Allah always reminds us of our place with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal asr, innal insana lafi ghusr. By the passage of time, mankind lets themselves lends themselves to loss. Illa alladhina amanu, except those who believe, wa amilu salihat, and work righteous deed. So Allah continues in this surah, in Surah Tateen, Fama yukadhibuka ba'du bid-deen. Who then, ya Muhammad, then what or who else causes you, O unbelievers, to deny the day of judgment? Have you not thought about its clarity? Have you not thought about the consequence of the deeds that you perform? That for every action, there's going to be a reaction. For every deed, there's something comparable that you will get back. مَنْ عَمِلَ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ. The one who does sinfulness will be rewarded and recompensed it. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. The one who does good, they will gain its blessing in themselves, in their families, and so on. So look at the effect. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ أَثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Look at the effect of Allah's mercy. كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah gives examples of how He brings the rain and it brings the dead back to life. And also the rain of life is the spiritual verses of the Qur'an that give you an awakening of heart that raises you from the dead. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا. The one who was dead and we brought them back to life. Spiritually dead, and they came to reconnect with their Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينَ. What, who can lead you away? Who can make you think that you will not be questioned? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Don't you ponder that Allah will always be the best of judges. It's a powerful ayah. Judgment is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows not just what a person has done, but why they've done it, and what were the reasons that led them to do it. You and I can be in judgment of actions, but we are not susceptible to the spiritual judgment that is only entailed by Allah. And therefore, there are many lessons in the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ where Allah speaks about someone that people condemn in life, but Allah knows of them something that was in their heart or in the circumstances of their life that lends them to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a woman of the night who gave food to a dog, water to a dog, and on account of that, she was forgiven her all of her sins. Juxtapose that with a scholar of faith, a memorizer of the Qur'an, and a teacher of people of the words of God, who will be the first one to be sent into hellfire, as the Prophet ﷺ said, أَوَّلُ مَنْ تُسَعَرُ بِهِ النَّارِ, in the hadith of Imam Muslim, the first one to be put in and placed into the punishment of hell will be a person تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, who acquired knowledge of the Qur'an and taught it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who escape His torment and punishment. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ نُوقِشَ الْحِثَابَ عُذِّبْ. The one who is questioned about the big and small of their deeds, they will be punished by Allah. May Allah grant us His mercy on account of our mercifulness to others, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge us with His mercy and His rahmah. Know that the judgment on the day of judgment, that no one will be punished except according to Allah's rahmah of them. Even in His mercy, they are fitting of that. And no one will enter Jannah except due to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah for His mercy and an understanding of the Qur'an, that we read it, practice it, and teach it unto others. Allahumma ameen. I pray that you continue to join me in this series of daily tafsir, a surah a day, the tafsir of Juz Amma. This was the 95th chapter of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it an evidence for us on the day of judgment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.